Matt's with us to talk a little bit about, the winter season is coming, and talk about what we can expect to see, and also maybe some of the changes that are going to happen this weekend going into opening day on Monday. So I guess let's kind of start there. You know, we're sort of shifting right now in a nice stretch. Thanks for that.
Yeah.
You know? And now maybe some changes coming this weekend. What's in the works?
Absolutely. You know, we've been in such a mild pattern for so long, and everything's been going really nice. If you like this type of weather, but I think a lot of us outdoor enthusiasts looking for that snow to start, I mean, we're getting to that point of year.
And it looks like they're getting it in Minnesota and Wisconsin. Not so much us, though.
Not so much. Earlier in the week, you know, it was looking like the trend might show us getting our first significant snow, at least here locally in the Marquette area. Now that kind of doesn't look necessarily the case. But we may see a few snowflakes before the weekend's over.
Now, when we get into the winter season, obviously you folks, the National Weather Service, kind of shift gears. You go into almost a preventative mode right now as the reminder of folks, you know, simple stuff like, you know, make sure your car is prepared, all the good things that you want people to remember as we're getting towards the middle of November.
Absolutely. It's all simple and common sense. And when we get stuck in such a quiet weather pattern here in the fall, and you know, here we are in mid-November, and we really haven't had a taste of winter weather or anything yet, it's easy for people to think, I don't have to worry about it, or I have next week to get the snowblower ready and, you know, or put the safety kit in the car. But this is really the week or the time to do that. And it only takes a few minutes to do it. People can be prepared, and then they won't get themselves in trouble.
We say a safety kit in the car. What should people have in the vehicle at all times?
Just simple things, a shovel, you know, some sand or some salt, a blanket, maybe some water, things like that. You know, you never know if the big storm comes up and you're going to be stuck in a snowbank overnight or think, you know, you just... be always nice to have that stuff to rely on or know what's there just in case you need it when the time comes.
Obviously, part of also this is getting ready for winter, and it's always open to some speculation, and you do your best to answer the question. But what does it kind of look like you think is going to be happening this winter season as we move ahead here?
Last winter, we were very confident kind of how the winter was going to go and that we were going to have a mild winter and not very snowy one. This year, some of the steering flow patterns have changed a little bit, but it's not going to correlate necessarily to us having the opposite type of winter up here. We've been in these patterns where we've had snowy and cold winters. We've also had mild and not so snowy winters. And so it's not necessarily a cop-out to say.
Right.
We don't know how the winter's going to average out.
You can't sit here in November and tell us how many storms are coming.
Absolutely.
It doesn't work that way.
Yeah. I mean, the one thing I think we're confident in, we're going to have some probably volatile swings throughout the winter season, because that's been the trend here over the recent times anyway, where we've had some pretty big storms, but then things have gotten tranquil for a while. Mm-hmm. And that's probably how we're going to adjust here go through the winter season.
One of the things we were talking about before we started the conversation is this misnomer about the lake and what that means as far as lake effect snow. Oh, well, the lake was so warm, we're going to get bombed with lake effect and blah, blah, blah. Maybe. There really are no rules when it comes to that, are there?
No, there's not. And we've had a few big storms already. And actually, the lake played some role in how strong those wind storms got earlier this fall. But what happened during those big wind storms was all the waves that we had on the lake actually mixed the water up and cooled the water temperature down. And the lake temperature now isn't that far above normal. So the idea of us having significant snows because the lake is really warm or boiling out there isn't necessarily going to occur.
Of course, when you're talking lake effect snow, if we get ice out on the lake, we don't get as much. It's the open water that creates that.
Yeah, the open water. So, you know, if we get ice developing by the early part of February through the March season, that usually will shut down the lake effect snow season and it'll give us a break.
Put you on the spot. What's the opening day forecast for Monday morning for deer season?
Actually, you know, the pattern's beginning to change. We're going to start to cool down, and so there may not be snow on the ground everywhere for opening day, but it will be much cooler there by Monday morning, at least seasonable, and, you know, probably in the 20s to start out the day, and then highs only in the upper 30s to maybe near 40. So.
And if folks have camps out west, there may very well be some tracking snow.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm pretty confident in some areas out west, well west of Marquette County, that they very well... we'll have some snow on the ground for a Monday morning opening day.
Now, obviously, you know, to have you in here, we're kind of looking at the winter as a whole here, which is totally unfair, I realize. But at the same time, there are indicators, like we talked about earlier, and there's the whole El Nino, La Nina, the yada, yada, yada. What? You know, where are we?
What does it mean? What does it all mean?
What does it mean? Yeah. Nobody saw the double rainbow outside, and that's usually the sign to let you know what's going to happen. But one this morning.
No, okay. Good. I'm glad.
But yeah, last year we were in El Nino when the water in the equatorial Pacific Ocean is way above normal, and it causes the steering flow of storm systems across the country to change and keeps us kind of dry and warm up here in the Upper Great Lakes. This year, the waters have cooled down there in the Pacific Ocean, and so it affects the storm flow, too, across the country, but it's not as clear as to how it affects it here in the Great Lakes. And so we're confident the Northern Plains, Pacific Northwest, are going to be colder than normal this winter, a little bit snowier and wetter than normal and dry in the southern United States, but how it's going to affect the Great Lakes, it can go either way.
Yeah, one thing that's been forgotten about last winter was not so much around here, but the eastern seaboard just got buried last year, and that was because of this effect that you're talking about, right?
Yep, absolutely. And last year was the first time, and I don't know if I've gone and looked at all the records, but Washington, D.C. had more snow last winter than downtown Marquette, Michigan.
Which is fine by us.
Yeah, we'll take that.
We want to thank you for that, man.
Some of us like it now.
Creates another kind of gridlock for them in Washington, though, because a lot of times, I know we've talked with folks that are representatives and stuff, they don't know exactly what to do with it there. So, but we've got it down.
It's a lifestyle. But bottom line to having you here is obviously folks need to. It is almost the middle part of November now. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't made those moves towards winterizing vehicles, snowblowers, safety kits, that stuff, now is the time.
Yep, absolutely. Make sure all their clothes are ready. You have your matching mittens and just real simple things, getting your boots out, ready to go, and making sure they're fit and you're ready to go for the season. And we've been through it all year after year after year up here. We all know that it's coming. It's just take that, few minutes to get prepared, and it'll be a much more pleasant transition, I think, to the winter season.
Sounds good to me. That's a good way to leave it. I know we're talking snow, but it's part and parcel of the game here. Matt, as always, appreciate your time this morning and coming in and getting the word out for folks to be aware of.
Great. Thanks for having me on. If anybody has any questions, either call the Weather Service or stop by our website, weather.gov, and there's plenty of preparedness information available there.
And beat Brutus.
That's a tall task. But
Penn State, Ohio State this weekend. That was a Big Ten Network replay the other night. 2005, it was.
Well, that was a
battle thing. That one was. Beat Brutus. We want Ohio State out of the picture,
so they can go to the Ishpeming game at the Dome and then get home in time to watch that.
Exactly. 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, and as we just said, and I think Matt will agree, good day to be inside the Dome tomorrow.
Yeah, it will be. It won't be the worst day outside, but it'll be much nicer inside.
Is ew an actual weather term?
We haven't coined that one yet, or trademarked it, but I like it.
Just put that in the forecast today.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, Matt.
Great to see you as always, and for once in my life, I can say go Penn State.